A week ago yesterday, boaters set off on a race from Port Townsend to Ketchikan, Alaska, in non-motorized boats in the first ever Race to Alaska. Well, a team out of Seattle, Team LC Pittick, is expected to win the race. They're just moments away from reaching the dock at Ketchikan. Jake Beatty is the director of the Northwest Maritime Center in Port Townsend and the organizer of the Race to Alaska. Beatty had to race to Alaska himself in order to get to Ketchikan before the winning team. That's where we reached him this morning. Beatty said that Team LC Pittick had a lot of good luck on their side.
Team LC Pittick is a fast trimaran sailed by three incredible sailors out of the Seattle area who were blessed with unseasonably strong winds and have just blown all expectations about how fast this could happen completely out of the water.
So I understand the race is ending so early that the banner that you had prepared didn't have time to get there.
Yeah, talk about blowing all expectations. We had a finish line banner, and to save money, we used the same finish line banner for the Victoria finish as we were going to use up here. The same day that LC Pittick and the rest of the fleet left Victoria, we drove it to Port Townsend and mailed it via UPS. And at this point, it's 6-5 in Pickham whether UPS makes it here before LC Pittick does. I think we would have been better served to just put the banner on board the sailboat.
Now, this is a non-motorized boat race, so how is the LC Pittick propelling itself?
Well, largely by sail. All boats had to remove their engine before they started the race. So LC Pittick installed oar locks, which was really helpful for the start in Victoria. There's actually no sailing in Victoria's inner harbor. And so for the first 2 miles, all these big sailboats had to row all the way out of the harbor. And once they got out of the Strait of Juan de Fuca, it was flat calm for about 4 hours. But since then, it has been blowing. You know, routinely winds in 25 to 30 knots, 40 knots at times. Really strong winds, unseasonably strong, and a boat like the LC Pittick can really take advantage of that.
The team behind them is Team Por Favor, and I understand they're 100 miles behind the winning team. How did LC Pittick pull that far ahead without a motor?
You know, it was really interesting. In the first about 30 hours of the race, LC Pittick made it through one of the checkpoints of the race, which is Seymour Narrows. It's a tidal gate that if you make it on the tide, if anyone else comes behind when the tide's going in the wrong direction, they kind of have to wait. And they got there within 30 hours. The next team was already a day behind by the time they got there. They just got lucky on their wind timing, and they also played a strategy well. Most sailboat races, you can't use any propulsion other than sailing once you start. This race is all ruled off other than no motors. So allegedly, during the night, it was in the relative calm, they motor sailed, quote-unquote. Really, they rode while they were sailing. And got it. A little few extra miles that got them into clear air, and then they were able to use that to propel them to being a day ahead, essentially, after the first day of the race.
I was so interested in that a lot of people are just doing this with people power. They're actually rowing all the way. Do those people who are not relying on sails, are they pretty far back? Like, where are they at?
You know, the only one team that's not relying on sails at all is Team Mike's Kayak. It's a guy named Mike on a kayak, strangely enough. And other than that, we have the most human-powered team is a team called Team Soggy Beavers. They're six Canadians, young 25 and under-year-olds on a 45-foot OC6 outrigger canoe, and they've been trucking along upwind in an incredible pace. And really, I think, even though they're not going to win, they'll be nowhere close to the first-place finishers. They are impressing people with their grit and determination.
Now, this is the first non-motorized boat race from Port Townsend to Ketchikan, so everybody coming in there is going to be setting records. It's a brand new thing, but if people listening are thinking, this sounds like a fun, I'd like to get in on it, what do you know based about the performance so far that might be some hints for them if they want to do it next year?
You know, first of all, we're not getting cocky, so we're not declaring that there is going to be another one. We want to make sure that the race ends well and that the amount of calamity that strikes from here on out is manageable for all the teams. So stay tuned to see for an announcement if we do it again. The lessons we've learned this year are really about preparation. I think the teams that have exited the race, and so far, I'm doing the math, I think 13 or 14 teams, and since the beginning of the race, there's been a lot of attrition from equipment failure, from boats running into things in the middle of the night, and just from fatigue. So preparation is really the key for being successful in this race, whether you're going to be first place or whether you're just trying to complete it.
And what's the scene out on the dock there in Ketchikan? Are a lot of people getting ready to greet the winning boat, which looks like it's going to be the LC Pittick?
We've got the mayor on call. He wants to be down here. We have the local television station. We've got the local yacht club. Some boaters are going to come out. It's really interesting, and it's really encouraging to see how much enthusiasm there is up here.
Well, it's not over yet, so it might be too soon to ask you, but what do you think now? You're the creator of this Race to Alaska.
I think I'm blown away by how much people have really embraced it and how many different ways people have taken the challenge of a motorless Race to Alaska and come up with different innovative solutions. We've had people in high-performance racing boats. We've had people in home-built boats that they built in their garage. We have people in kayaks. We have Olympians. We have world record holders and just people want to get off the couch and do a really incredible adventure. And that was really what we were hoping for when we launched the race, was that this would be something that inspired people to do something big in their lives. And I think in that account alone, we've been successful.
Jake Beatty created the Race to Alaska. He's also a director of the Northwest Maritime Center in Port Townsend. Although Team LC Pittick is just about in Ketchikan, boaters will continue to make their way north. They have until July 4th to officially complete the race, and it might take them that long. You can see where all these boats are by going online and searching for Race to Alaska.